A shortage of healthcare workers is hitting rural hospitals hard. We're talking about what Wisconsin is doing on this front. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Across the country, thousands of hospitals are inundated with critically ill patients. Here's President Biden yesterday addressing the nation, preparing hospitals for what is coming in this surge.
I directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 troops to be deployed to help staff local hospitals and expand capacity. That's 1,000 military doctors, nurses, and medics.
How is your healthcare team holding up? It's 800-642-1234. Michael Carney is Interim Assistant Chancellor for Strategic Partnerships and Program Development at UW-Eau Claire. Michael, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for the invitation.
Good morning. We also have Dr. Tim Nelson here, Research and Innovation Director for the Mayo Clinic Health System in Northwest Wisconsin. Dr. Nelson, welcome to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dr. Nelson, let's start with you. You heard President Biden's remarks there from yesterday, preparing to send in troops, more troops to build and support for these hospital care teams in the midst of this surge. What do you make of this move?
Well, COVID has been unprecedented for us in healthcare. Mayo Clinic hospitals have been operating at or near capacity for months. And in recent weeks, we've seen an increase in the number of COVID-19 patients needing our care. And the number is expected to elevate. So clearly we need to continue to focus on the vaccines and the boosters and preventing the spread as best we can. These vaccines are safe and effective at preventing severe disease. And we need multiple other avenues in the short term and long term to continue to battle this ongoing pandemic.
And we're going to look at those avenues as well from this grant. But Michael, I want to get your reaction from your perspective on the education side. When you see mobilizing military medical personnel for hospitals that need staffing help ASAP, what is your reaction?
Well, my reaction is it reinforces the importance of the grant that we received in educating more nurses to be deployed into the field. At UW-Eau Claire, we admit many more students to our university who want to be nurses, but are unable to complete the program simply because we don't have enough capacity to teach them and to place them in a clinical setting. So the grant's really going to help us find a new way to graduate and educate a larger number of nurses who can fill these frontline positions.
Unpack the grant for us here. This is a $9.4 million over 3 years, a workforce innovation grant.
Yeah, so it's a grant that's built on basically four pillars. And when we designed our proposal, we were looking at meeting immediate critical workforce needs, such as nurses, teachers, social workers, but also looking ahead to emerging needs. And we can talk about that a little bit later in terms of a new healthcare delivery model involving care coaches. Mm-hmm. But we also wanted to look a little bit more forward to think down the road, because it's likely that this pandemic won't be the last sort of upset that we encounter. And we were imagining developing curriculum in innovation and design thinking that would better prepare our students who are graduating and our business owners in the region to be able to more quickly pivot in response to, you know, whatever is coming down the pipe in the future.
Dr. Nelson, you know, these students, they need their clinicals in the hospital setting, the clinic setting, and regardless of whether they're nurses or another aspect of the healthcare team, they need that hands-on training. And you can't just flood your floors with student nurses. How do you handle many more students doing clinicals?
Yeah, you're spot on. This is a challenge that we're all facing. Our traditional model of medical education that I went through as a medical student and resident is see one, do one, teach one, and that becomes the proficiency. And see one and do one is not so easy to do anymore with the pandemic, with shortage of healthcare workers, with more acuity of care in our patients, not even being able to have visitors. We can't have students in our high acuity needs of healthcare. So clearly we have to do it differently. And this grant allows us to start imagining and doing things differently with more simulation. This is definitely a future trend that we can get better and better at. And this gives us, with the partnership with University of Wisconsin Eau Claire and our staff in Northwest Wisconsin out of Eau Claire, we can start doing simulations and real live testing, if you will, for some of these skill sets that we traditionally had to do in the bedside in front of the patient. So simulation is going to be a really big focus for us as we go forward.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Tim Nelson there, Research and Innovation Director for the Mayo Clinic Health System in Northwest Wisconsin. Michael Carney is here, Interim Assistant Chancellor for Strategic Partnerships and Program Development at UW-Eau Claire, as we discuss pipelines to address the healthcare worker shortage now and in the future. You can join in with what your clinic is facing, your hospital is facing, what you see as part of your healthcare team, 800-642-1234. So pillar number one of this grant is addressing the workforce shortage, and it specifically talks, Michael, about admitting 48 more nursing students per year, dozens of seats. I would imagine is very difficult to do if you don't have the nursing faculty to teach the classes. So isn't there a shortage of advanced degree nurses in education? How do you scale up like that?
That's an excellent point and an excellent question. And another part of our pillar is creating an online degree. It's a master's degree in nurse education. And so we're converting that curriculum to an online format, which will make it more available and accessible to folks throughout the region. But we're also providing tuition support for those students who want to become nurse educators, who have a bachelor's degree and are interested in getting this master's degree. And our hope is that that tuition support and the access to the online degree will educate more nurse educators, because you're right, we face a shortage. It's difficult to find trained master's or PhD qualified educators to teach the next generation of nurses. But we think that this grant is going to at least help us to create a stronger pipeline of future nurse educators.
And when you say tuition incentives, what does that really mean?
It means that we are going to basically provide them tuition support up to and including the full cost of their tuition, with the expectation, with the understanding that they will teach for us in the future for 2 years, or they will then be asked to pay back their tuition that they received. And this is a model that is not new. We've been using it for our Doctor of Nursing Practice students. It's a way to incentivize students to pursue this sort of degree.
Another issue is that nursing faculty who have these advanced degrees, they can often make more in the private sector. Is the faculty pay an issue?
It is, and there is initiatives ongoing that is trying to find ways to bridge that compensation gap between what a nurse can earn on the outside, sort of outside the university, and what a nurse can earn as a faculty member. But I will say that's not an uncommon situation to face within a university setting. There are many professors who are not earning what they could earn in our academic departments, earning at the university what they could earn on the outside. So it's sort of a life choice. I mean, do you want to be on the front line in on the outside in private industry, or would you prefer to have an impact on teaching the next generation? So there is a trade-off there, and it is something that is maybe perhaps more acute in nursing right now, because there is a very significant pay gap between what you earn at a university and what you can earn on the outside. But it's not uncommon within a university setting.
Dr. Nelson, I want to get you in here for clinical teams. How big of an issue is student debt and the cost of schooling to get the credentials, to be on the healthcare team, to ultimately one day work for Mayo and then pay off those student loans?
Yeah, student loans are always a big thing for all of us in many areas, but it's also a pathway that we have to go through to do the jobs that we love to do. And I think the being on a healthcare team and being able to make the impact that we do at every day in the lives of our patients is a real honor and privilege. And we really get to work with some of the most amazing teams I can possibly imagine in this profession. And it's a real true honor and privilege to do what we do. And we need to inspire others to want to be part of this profession. It hasn't gotten easier in the last 2 years to be part of these teams, but it has, it continues to be an extremely rewarding profession.
Physician scientist Tim Nelson leads research for the Mayo Clinic Health System in Northwest Wisconsin. Michael Carney leads program development partnerships at UW-Eau Claire. When did the workforce shortage become especially acute at your hospital? What was done about it? Have you been exhausted after your shift only to return to the floor merely hours later to fill in the schedule gaps? Join in on the healthcare side, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're discussing the healthcare workforce in crisis on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. President Biden addressing the nation yesterday.
Our doctors, nurses, hospital staffs have gone above and beyond during this pandemic. The strain and stress is real. I really mean it. It's real. And we'll have their backs, though. We have to let them know we have their backs.
What aspect of the shortage should Wisconsin focus on? What new solutions is your hospital trying in order to fill positions and have the backs of your clinicians? What's working? 800-642-1234. UW-Eau Claire's Michael Carney is Interim Assistant Chancellor for Strategic Partnerships. Dr. Tim Nelson leads research for Mayo Clinic Health System Northwest Wisconsin Region. They're with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's bring on a caller. Colin is with us from Wausau. Hi, Colin. What would you like to bring up?
Thanks so much for taking the call and this topic. I'm actually a teacher, but kind of a similar situation. We have a shortage in the rural setting. And also, too, we do not get a lot of student teachers in the rural setting because they have to pay an extra cost to leave the university's kind of mileage radius area to then do a student teaching to have a professor come and check them out. So wondering if there are incentives in the medical field that to be a nurse, to be a doctor in a rural setting that would maybe pay back your loans, and or if there's a fee for somebody to go do a clinical or an observation in a rural setting that the university isn't going to tack on more money or more cost to that university student for doing that.
Colin, great question. Michael Carney, you first.
We currently don't charge students extra for their clinical experience for nurses in their clinical setting. So that's not an extra burden that we place on our students.
What about you, Dr. Nelson, in terms of getting those clinicals that are maybe a ways away for the student who really wants to be able to one day practice in a rural setting, but their med school or their school is in a very urban area?
Yeah, it's a great question. So there have been longstanding programs from state and federal agencies and to offset the tuition costs that you've acquired during your medical training if you go and spend X amount of time in a rural setting. These are very popular programs and have been really important to address the issue that's being raised here. In addition to that, there's other things we have to bring to the table. Mayo Clinic is a nationwide health system in Rochester to Jacksonville, Florida to Scottsdale, Arizona. And in Northwest Wisconsin, we have a tremendous training opportunity in family medicine and primary care where we recruit students from across the enterprise to Eau Claire to get them exposed to the joys and the struggles, but the joys as well of rural communities. And we think that with technology and new programs and new ways of doing our work, we think we can help make those rural jobs more appealing. I don't think there's anything more gratifying than be really embedded in a community and be a key piece of that community. That's what my stepfather was as a physician growing up. And I think we have to find ways of making this more appealing. Financially, it's not going to be the solution only, but that does have to be a part of it.
Part of this grant, Michael, is training up these rural care coaches, these rural healthcare coaches. How does that work?
Yeah, and I'll defer to Tim after I give my little spiel here. But basically, this is a really a Mayo-centered initiative to figure out a different way to deliver healthcare to rural settings. I think what Mayo learned during the pandemic was that much of healthcare can be delivered remotely through telehealth. But perhaps what was missing was someone embedded in the community who can help with the communication between the patient and the provider. And I think this care coach or this community healthcare worker initiative is really going to provide that person who's embedded in the community that can really assist with that two-way communication between the patient and the provider.
And in this communication, Dr. Nelson, some of this communication used to be handled solely by the provider, by the physician or the nurse having a conversation with their patient, getting to know them, ensuring they understand what's happening, what are the next steps. Do you envision these care coaches handling more of this relationship work?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's exactly what we're aiming to do. That as I grew up, my stepfather was the local physician in a rural community and got those calls 24/7. As we have lost our rural physicians and healthcare providers in the rural setting, we have created a void that has been dependent on technology, social media, other ways of getting information that our communities can trust. We need to fill that gap with people that are trained, competent, empowered to be the trusted partner for our communities. And we think this care coach model is a really unique, innovative way of bringing community healthcare workers to another skill level, to another skill set, more confident in their knowledge of healthcare and more connected to the healthcare providers, physicians, nurses in our hubs and our centers, and really building that community outreach that's embedded in communities to not replace the role of a physician, but to augment the patient-physician relationship that is so vital to protect and promote in our digital telehealth world.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Nelson of the Mayo Clinic Health System in Northwest Wisconsin, heading up research and innovation there. Michael Carney with us from UW-Eau Claire on strategic partnerships front. As we look at a workforce innovation grant, $9.4 million over 3 years, I want to circle back to partnerships, because partnerships between schools and healthcare organizations have been going on for a long time, Michael Carney. How do you evaluate whether a partnership is fruitful, whether it's working, whether it will be chipping away at this workforce shortage?
Well, I think when we evaluate the effectiveness of our partnership, specifically with Mayo Clinic, I think what we have found is that there is, and our leaders, our respective leaders like to talk about this, there is no daylight between us in terms of what our mission is, what our focus is, and how we can improve the lives and the careers of our students and community members in our region. So there, I think there truly is no daylight between the mission of Mayo Clinic and the mission of UW-Eau Claire. We have different clients, if you will. I mean, our clients are students. Mayo Clinic's clients are our patients. But in terms of education, research, and meeting the needs of our clientele, we have incredibly similar mission statements.
Okay, so in our moments left here, what are the next steps for this grant project? What rolls out next? Either of you can go here. I'm just curious, what are next steps?
Well, I think next steps is to to basically launch all of the initiatives that are in this grant. This is a multi-pillared, multifaceted grant. It's going to take incredible coordination, both on the university side and on the Mayo side. The wonderful part about this is that Tim and I have been working together for over 4 years now. So we already know a lot about each other. We know a lot about our respective organizations. So we don't have to go through that learning process in terms of figuring out how we're going to move this forward. We already know each other very well. We know our quirks because we're both parts of very large organizations. But I think one very important part of our collaboration is that our large organizations, the Mayo Enterprise and the UW System, have given us the opportunity to work together and separate from some of the bureaucracy in the two systems.
Thank you both for joining us. News Update is next on the Ideas Network.